everyone. You're listening to ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Marty Coldwater, and this is Screenshot, where we feature the best of video game, movie, and television soundtracks. We have music from two Disney movies coming up, but first, music from one of the classic games for Nintendo, Super Metroid. The Metroid series has its origins all the way back to 1986 on the original NES console and has had 14 sequels, and we're still waiting for the newest game, Metroid Prime 4, to drop. The series featured one of the first major female characters in video games, Samus Aran, a galactic bounty hunter and fearless fighter. Here we have a symphonic medley of some of the most powerful themes from the Metroid series, orchestrated by Andrew Skeet and Ben Foskett from the original composer Kenji Yamamoto. To me, this sounds like some of the great composers of the past, like Richard Wagner and Gustav Holst.
Thank you.
Some of the most heroic music of any video game, that was Super Metroid, A Symphonic Poem, performed there by the London Philharmonic Orchestra, with Andrew Skeet conducting. You're listening to Screenshot on ICANN. I'm Marty Coldwater. Now we have music from two Disney soundtracks. First, from the 1993 stop-motion animated musical, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Is it a Halloween movie, or is it a Christmas movie? I just think it's a great movie and can be watched any time of the year. The music was written by Danny Elfman, who went from rock star to soundtrack composer. And he's also the singing voice of the main character in the movie, Jack Skellington. Here we have the song What Is This?, which is sung by Jack when he enters the door into Christmastown and lands on a big pile of snow. He can't believe his eyes and is amazed by all the wonders of Christmas and how different it is from his home of Halloween Town.
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this? There's children throwing snowballs instead of throwing heads. They're busy building toys, and absolutely no one's dead. There's frost in every window. Oh, I can't believe my eyes. And in my bones, I feel the warmth that's coming from inside. Oh, look, what's this? The hanging mistletoe. They kiss? Why, that looks so unique. Inspired! They're gathering around a hero story, roasting chestnuts on a fire. What's this? What's this? In here, they've got a little tree. How queer! And who would ever think? And why? They're covering it with tiny little things. They've got electric lights on strings, and there's a smile in everyone. So now correct me if I'm wrong. This looks like fun, this looks like fun. Oh, could it be I got my wish? What's this? Oh my, what now? The children are asleep. But look, there's nothing underneath. No ghouls, no witches here to scream and scare them or ensnare them. Only little cozy things secure inside their dreamland. What's this? The monsters are all missing and the nightmares can't be found. And in their place there seems to be good feeling all around. Instead of screams, I swear I can hear music in the air. The smell of cakes and pies are absolutely everywhere. The sights, the sounds, they're everywhere and all around. I've never felt so good before. This empty place inside of me is filling up. I simply cannot get enough. I want it, oh I want it, oh I want it for my own. I've got to know, it is this place that I am found. What is this? Christmas time?
Christmas and Halloween wrapped up in one fun piece of music. That was What Is This? From the Disney movie The Nightmare Before Christmas, and was performed by the composer and singing voice of Jack Skellington, Danny Elfman. We have another song from a Disney soundtrack, this time from the 2017 movie Coco, and one of my favorites from this heavily Mexican-inspired soundtrack is the song Un Poco Loco, which means a little crazy, something I think we can all relate to. In the movie, the song is sung by Miguel and Hector, who find themselves performing on the fly at a music contest in the land of the dead.
What color is the sky? Ay, mi amor, you tell me that it's red. Ay, mi amor, where should I put my shoes? Ay, mi amor, you say put them on your head. Ay, mi amor, you make me un poco loco, un poquitito loco, the way you keep me guessing. I'm nodding and I'm guessing, I'll count it as a blessing that I'm only un poco loco.
You make me, it is just un poco crazy, the sense that you're not making.
The liberties you're taking leaves my cabeza shaking. You are just un poco loco.
So funny and catchy. That was Un Poco Loco, or A Little Crazy, from the 2017 Disney movie Coco. Written by Germaine Franco and Adrian Molina, it was performed by Anthony Gonzalez as Miguel and Gael Garcia Bernal as Hector. Thanks for listening to Screenshot here on ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Artie Coldwater. If you enjoyed this program, we'd love to hear from you. Email us your messages, requests, or ideas to screenshot@allclassical.org. And until next time, just keep playing.
House Children's Museum supports ICANN Radio with 20 hands-on exhibits located in 5 historic houses of Salem. We provide the opportunity for children to learn through creative play and discovery. For more information, visit acgilbert.org.